This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Markets are closed today in observance of the New Year's holiday. Here's how the markets closed on Tuesday.
Yeah, last day of the year, it's a good day for the grains. The market is up and all the markets are higher and all the charts look extremely good. Start with the beans. March beans up 19. We're up 20 cents a little while ago. Look at the day chart on them. They come up with significant, looks like they're going to close possibly over $10. Very good to finish the year off. The market's on about a 60 cent run up right now, and it would be the highest close we've had going back to mid-November. And the biggest thing is the weather. Normally the weather is what moves these grains, and this time it's the weather in Argentina, and it's lack of rain and hot temperatures. And it's still early to get too concerned about a drought, but if this continues the next couple of weeks, this market's cheap enough. It's got a lot of ways to go on the upside and a big short open interest to unload should this hot weather continue. That would be the biggest factor moving the beans and spills over to the corn and the wheat. Another consideration for the grains is a record short soy meal fund position, and they'll be coming out of those. They're already coming out of those shorts. Those shorts make pretty good buyers when they get in trouble. And the meal up about $5 today, and the meal chart itself looks impressive as well. Highest it's been, highest close it would be going back to mid-October if it closes up here in the next 17 minutes. So impressive action off the mostly the weather, the dryness in Argentina, and you know the weather has been a negative for these grains for 2 months.
That was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Lauren Botine, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for 4.5 years now. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it allows employers and customers to have a peace of mind knowing that they have a trusted agronomic advisor and partner helping them in the field. The CCA program's rigorous continuing education, informational updates, and highest ethical standards provides comfort to customers in the field knowing that I am equipped to address various agronomic topics and trends. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
Markets are closed today in observance of the New Year's holiday. Here's how the markets closed on Tuesday. March corn up 6.25 at 458.5. January soybeans up 16.25 at 998.25. January soybean meal up 5 even at 307.60. January soybean oil up 6 cents at 39.78. On the Merck, February live cattle up $1.30 at 191.60. January feeder cattle up $1.40 at 263.02. February lean hogs down 32 cents at 81.30. Class 3 milk is down 13 cents at 20.30. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.